Dr. Lee Robertson is our first speaker tonight, and 86 years young. And since he retired, quote unquote, in 1983, he has preached in more than 1,500 churches. He travels all the time. And in churches all across this nation, a week before last, he and I were together in California. And I'm sure he's been several places since then. And we're delighted to have him here for this meeting. He became the pastor of Highland Park Baptist Church in Chattanooga in late 1942. And remained the pastor for 40 years and 6 months. In that 40 years, Highland Park became one of the great churches in America. Literally tens of thousands of people came through the church, through the schools. More than 60,000 people were baptized, averaged for a period of 40 years, over 1,500 baptisms a year. And 1946, Dr. Robertson founded Tennessee Temple. And of course, now then there are thousands and thousands of graduates of Tennessee Temple University and the seminary. And everywhere across this land, the name of Lee Robertson is synonymous with honor and dignity, with soul winning, with the church building, with being a Christian gentleman in every sense of the word, and so many, many things. What a legacy this dear man has given us, and we enjoy today, and we are thrilled to have him here. Mrs. Robertson is here with him, and we want him to come and preach for us right now. Would you please give a grand welcome to one of the giants of fundamentalism, Dr. Lee Robertson.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you. What a joy to be with you. My, what a great crowd here tonight. It's Wednesday night. And I praise God for this church and Bobby and all of his ministry and for Brother Smith and his great work. And thank God for all of you. And good to be here. I knew Dr. John Rice and knew him well. He was a member of our church for 5 years, Highland Park Baptist. Didn't come much, but he was a member. He wasn't at home. He just wasn't there. He was traveling all the time. And but I knew him well. Dr. Curtis Hudson, a great man of God, now with the Lord. And we remember him and all of his great and mighty work. Now, Dr. Shelton Smith is here, and we welcome him into all of his great work of the ministry of the sword. Thank God for him and for his work and what he's doing. I was sitting there a moment ago, got a thing about Dr. Rice and his preaching and his singing. How many of you heard Dr. Rice sing? Remember that? Well, sure. And then I thought of Curtis Hudson. And brother, he could sing, couldn't he? Amen. What a singer. What a singer. Are you a singer? I was checking up a little bit to see. I haven't heard him yet. I thought maybe he wasn't. Hadn't told anything about it. But he's a preacher. We know that. And thank God for him. And good to be here in this place with all of you. Now, 86 years of age and still moving on. I booked up this year for 110 meetings in all for 1 year, and I booked up next year. Someday I'll stop that, but I enjoy it, and praise God for the opportunity of going from place to place and giving the gospel and winning folks to the Lord. I think of myself rather like the man in Memphis, Tennessee, before we got married, and always so happy. They told that everywhere. He talked about it, how happy he was being married. And he kept making statements. If anything happened to my wife, I couldn't live. I just couldn't live. And he kept on saying. And lo and behold, after some months of such happy marriage, she got ill and passed away. And they say that he buried his wife and put on the grave, the light of my life has gone out. The light of my life has gone out. And they tell the story that he left Memphis and came to Chattanooga. That's why they say that. What about beautiful Lookout Mountain? And walking up down beautiful Lookout Mountain, overcome by sorrow, but in the midst of all of it, he met a young lady. And the first thing he knew, he fell in love with her. And next thing he proposed to her. And she accepted. Then you have to think of what he put on the grave. The light of the light was going out. Now we're going to get married again. He sent a wire to the tombstone maker. He said, if you don't mind, change that tombstone. I just ought to get married again. And they got married. Went back to Memphis, so they say. And after some days, he does not take his second wife out to the grave, his first wife. They came to the cemetery and asked me, how did he change that tombstone? What did he change? But he soon found out. He read, the light of my life is going out, but I struck another match. Now, that's what I'm doing all of the time. I'm striking another match. I'm keeping at it and keeping going. God bless you. All right, open your Bibles, please, if you will, to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11 in the Word of God. Hebrews chapter 11. Come now to verse 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. But before his translation, he had had this testimony that he pleased God. He pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now hold that scripture for you, if you will. Back in Genesis 5:24, it reads, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Now, I'll give a brief message of this evening on practical things right where we live, all of us. All of us will come to some dark hours. And I want to talk about having faith in the dark hours of life. Faith when the sun goes down. And some of you have experienced that, and will, others will. There are financial dark hours. There are physical dark hours. There are domestic dark hours. There are personal dark hours. There are spiritual dark hours. Now, what do we do? What do we do in that dark hour? What Enoch did, we walk with God. We keep on walking with God. Keep on going. Keep on going. I had a crucial hour some time ago. I had to make some decisions. I felt lonely. I felt forgotten. I was in a distant, strange place. But opened the Bible and read these words I read to you a moment ago. Enoch pleased God. I turned back and read in Genesis 5:24, and Enoch walked with God. He was not, for God took him. And I had that right before me. Enoch walked with God. Now, I ask you the question, how should we walk? Number one, we walk by faith. We walk by faith. Enoch walked with God. Enoch walked by faith. And we can walk by faith. And you'll have to walk by faith. This means that we must be in the family of God. God is our Father, Christ is our Savior, heaven is our home. And we walk by faith. This means an acceptance of God's way of life. And you're walking with God, walking with God. And this means saying goodbye to a sinful world. You can't walk with God or walk with the world. Our God's a holy God. To walk with Him, we must walk in holiness. We need to be separated from the world. We must make a choice if we walk with God. Walk with God. Now, this means saying no to the world's affairs and offers. Again, walking by faith takes away fear. And when you walk by faith, the fear is gone. He said, fear not, I am with you. We live in a world of great fears, national fears, international fears, personal fear, business fear, everywhere. It keeps you from fear. Again, walking with God will keep you in good company. The best in the world, you're walking with God. And again, walking with God means going in the right direction. You're following Him, with Him. God's way is the best way. Walking with God means answer to prayer. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And walking with God means that you get your prayers answered when you're separated from the world and walking with God. Remember so well, great ministry of Ernest Reveal, Evansville, Indiana. Remember him, Bob? What a man. Crippled man. Crippled. Pitiably crippled. But a man of faith in God. Great faith in God. And you can feel it. You can know it when you're with him. Couldn't walk like we walk. Had crutches. Had to be helped about everywhere. When he prayed, he'd lie flat on the floor and cry out to God. But God answered his prayer. Great, great faith in God. Now, we need to have that kind of faith. And keep on walking with God and knowing that God answered prayer. I think a little lady who helped me when I began my ministry. I got a little church in Memphis, Tennessee, paid me $50 a month, and that's all. And I had to pay my house rent on that, my room to live in, my meals and all of it. I was $50 a month. Back in that day, you could do it if you're careful. And but I had a little trouble. And I found out I couldn't make the money. And didn't have the money, didn't have enough to go. So I said, Lord, you'll have to help me. I prayed about the matter. I got up one morning, under the door of my little room was a white envelope sealed. I got up, picked it up, looked at it. I walked out the hall, the one there, so I opened it up. Inside was a dollar bill. Man, I said, so only give me a dollar. I went out and ate two more hamburgers. And throw another gallon of gasoline, 20 cents a gallon back in that day. Think of that. And I said, this is great. If that just happened again, it happened for 22 mornings. I got a record of it, 22 mornings. And then one night I said, I'm going to fix this so I can know who to put the money under the door, a little trap of the door. They touch that trap, it'll wake me up. I'll jump and see if put the money on the door. And I fixed it just right, went to bed, went to sleep. About 2 in the morning, heard a little noise. My trap fell open. I jumped up and jerked her open. There's a little lady at the door. And had the envelope in her hand, getting ready to put another door. Her name is Mrs. Kate Barker. Wife of the president of the University of Kentucky. Think of that. A famous lady. He had passed away. She moved to Memphis. She lived in that home. Down the stairs portion. I lived in a little attic room. She heard about my needs. I didn't want to help that boy. And put a dollar on the door every morning. For 22 nights, I fixed it up. And then she was going to help me after that. But wait a minute. I'm taught my faith. And that little lady taught me faith in God, trusting God, believing God, knowing God will be with us at every hour. Again, the great Charles Weigel wrote the song, No One Ever Cared For Me Like Jesus. I brought him up in Florida, 85 years of age. He called me on the phone, said, I want to come to live with you. And I brought him there. Stayed with him 15 years until his death in 95. But a man of faith in God, and great faith in God. I never saw him when there was any doubting about Dr. Weigel. Even in the time of his homegoing, I stood by his bedside in the Northside Hospital when he died and raised his hand and said, Lord, I'm coming home. Not a bit of doubt. Lord, I'm coming home. And we're soon gone. Now, wait a minute. This is faith in God. We need this. Now, the word of God said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I'll not want for comfort for the needs of my life. Psalm 34:10, the young lions who lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord, they shall not want for any good thing. Now, you walk by faith. Walk by faith. Every one of us walk by faith in God. Secondly, make your decisions by faith in God. Make your decisions by faith in God. You can't always see the end. You know what's coming around the corner. You have to make your decision by faith and believe God. The beautiful, the attractive is not always God's way for you. And you better see that. But you make your decision by your trusting God and having faith in God and knowing that God will lead you every step of the way. A young man came to me in California last week and told one of my meetings. He said, God has called me to go to Russia. And a fine, handsome young man. And I talked with him a while. He said, I really didn't want to go. I preferred another country. But God kept insisting, that's where I want you to be. To spend your life as a missionary in Russia. He said, I'm going. Now, wait a minute. That wasn't his choice. That was God's choice for him. And he had to say, Lord, I want to follow you. Now, problem may face us. Conflicts may come. Opposition may plague you. But you keep on going and say, Lord, by faith in God, I make my decisions. I'm following God. I'm obeying God in every way. I'm walking by faith. I make my decision by faith in God and walk with him and trust him. We left the Southern Baptist Convention back in 1946 and 47. And at that time, I felt I'd come to the end of the way. I lost every friend that I'd had in the world at that time. I was in the convention for many, many years. I was the evangelist for the Birmingham Association for a number of years. I held meetings everywhere over the entire nation. I knew well Dr. George Stewart. Met him and talked with him over and over. I had a meeting at Ridgecrest, came by Ridgecrest today coming up here. I preached in Ridgecrest a number of times. I was on the platform with Dr. Criswell, of First Baptist in Dallas. I knew R.G. Lee, of course, and all of these men. Now, when I became an independent, that changed. And a big committee came out of Nashville to tell me, you're leaving the convention, you're going to lose all your friends. And they were right. They were right. I lost every one of them. Every one of them. But wait a minute. I was doing as God directed. His power was evident. And I knew what I was to do. I knew what God wanted me to do. And I said, this is it. And I've never been sorry. I'm glad of the place that God has given me. I'm glad that God made me an independent Baptist. And you should be glad also and go on your way. And we praise God for it. You mentioned a while ago about Tennessee Temple School beginning in 1946. We've had thousands through this school, trained, going out in the ministry, many here tonight. And all the people baptized, thousands of them, year after year, year after year, all of it. And at the same time, the criticism on one side, but we said, no, this is it. We're following God and going to do the thing that God wants us to do. Now, face the future by faith. Walking by faith. Make your decisions by faith in God. And say, dear Lord, lead me and guide me every step of the way. Number three. Watch this now. Endure your failures by faith in God. Endure your failures by faith in God. And we do fail. And we all fail. We're human. And we sometimes make mistakes. We make wrong judgments, wrong decisions. And we may fail. But when you fail, keep your faith in God. And when you fail, come back. Don't blame God for your failure. But say, Lord, I need your help. I made the wrong decision. I'm going the wrong direction. I'm changing. I'm doing what you say. I want to follow you. And let your failure draw you closer to the Lord. And he will. When you fail, rest in him. Endure your failures by faith in God. All of us recall, preacher Will, the first time you preached. Man alive, it scared the life out of me. And I said, this is not for me at all. I felt like giving the whole thing up, forgetting about it. I was scared of crowds and scared of people. And I said, man, this is not what I want. And I decided just to kind of push it over one side. But you couldn't do that. I had to walk with faith and do the thing that God said. And I had to turn my back on my own feelings and move on. Now, sometimes we fail in our preaching. It may be we fail in preparation. It may be we fail in delivering the message. We just don't put it over. It's not done. And we may feel our failure, but you keep your faith in God. Endure your failures and keep your faith in God all the same. Keep moving on. Again, sometimes we fail in our witnessing. We never win people to the Lord, but we fail in doing it. And that's the time to say, dear Lord, help me. I'm going to endure my failure, though I may be failing. I'll keep on going, keep on trusting God, keep on looking to the Lord for all of my needs, and know that God will be with me. Endure your failure. Sometimes we fail. Sometimes we fail in our counseling. I've spent hours in talking to people and praying with people. Counseling young people who come to me and older people coming in. And we take the word of God and go through all of it. And I make my effort to help them. But sometimes they turn away from that and we fail. I fail in what I did altogether. And I know it. But you keep on going. Sometimes our failures are physical. The body is weak. And we're unable to go on. Now what do? We keep going on. Endure your failures with faith in God and keep on pressing on in spite of it all. I preached up in the state of Michigan one night in a great big tent meeting. And I came to the end of the service, went back to my motel to spend the night and coming to the first service on the next day of the service in the morning at 10 o'clock, again at night at 7:30 in the big tent. When I rose the next morning, I couldn't speak. I couldn't make a sound. My voice was gone. And I was heartbroken. I couldn't do a thing but get hold of the preacher and tell him, I'm through. I can't make it. And that happened overnight. I'd preached the night before hard and had good results, and praise God. But the next morning was gone. And for one solid year, I had to fight that battle. Whenever a doctor I could find, whenever in the world I could go, Dr. Faulkner, my associate, took care of everything during almost a whole year. And a year of that, wait a minute. That was the time when I had to renew my life and say, dear Lord, I have faith in God. And even though it may be a heartache and a hardship and a difficulty that I hadn't planned on, I know you're with me. I have faith in God and want to keep on moving on. Now, have your faith in God. Endure your hardships by faith in God. Even failures, keep on moving on. But again, by faith, launch out into the deep. By faith, launch out into the deep. Luke 5, 1-11. That picture of Jesus, the Sea of Galilee. Peter's boat said, launch out into the deep. And Peter said, we tried and failed, but they obeyed. And he launched out into the deep, and things happened. Now, that means by faith, we obey his call. Whatever God said to obey is better than sacrifice. It takes faith to obey. It takes faith to worship God. It takes faith to tithe. It takes faith to go on witnessing. And you're going to say, Lord, by faith in God, I keep moving on. I move forward to do the holy will of God. I am not quitting. I'm not giving up. I'm not changing. I'm moving on to what God says. I have a book that I put out. A winner never quits. A quitter never wins. A winner never quits. A quitter never wins. Somebody sent me a little motto on a piece of paper. I stuck it on my desk. I have it there right now. I have preached a sermon on that theme. A winner never quits. A quitter never wins. I wrote a book, published a book on that, put out by the sword. Now wait a minute. I'm saying this matter of doing what God says and resting your all in him completely, obeying his word and obeying his call by faith in God, by faith in God, walking by faith and trusting God. Obedience is called. Then rest on the promises of God. The gracious, holy promises of the eternal God. They're God's word. He cannot fail. And you rest upon these promises and say, the Lord is with me. I have no fear. I have no doubts. God is my helper. He walks by my side. He upholds me in the dark hours. Give me light in the time when I cannot see by myself. I know he's with me. I'm going to trust him every step of the way. Every step of the way. That's resting upon God. I had for many years my life text, 1 Peter 2:21, a beautiful, lovely verse. And I wrote it beside my name again and again, 1 Peter 2:21. But one day I changed it. I was holding a meeting in Russellville, Alabama, a tent meeting. And a phone call came early in the morning. I was sitting in the pastor's office for the deal. And the phone rang. I answered. And the voice said, Brother Robinson, we have sad news for you. Your baby just died. Just a few weeks old. Just a few weeks old. Her name was Joy. We named her Joy because she brought joy to us. And she was gone. I didn't know what to think. I didn't say a word to the soul. I got my longing, got in my car, and started driving home. And I drove all the way wondering, why in the world? What in the world happened? The baby's gone. And my heart was broken by it. I knew what my wife was suffering. And across the Tennessee River on the old bridge that used to be across the Tennessee River, not the one right now, but the old bridge across the river. I came to the other side, and there was a blockade, and they'd said, road closed, turn to the right. And I looked at that blockade. I was angry. I wanted to get home. I wanted to see my wife as what happened. And I had to take the turn, and the turn the corner to go the long ways to get into Chattanooga. God spoke to me. That I want your life first to be Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. I know the liberal sense. Romans 8:28. In dark places, in difficult times, I've trusted God. I said, Lord, this is it. You know, I'm going to trust you with all my heart. I'm going to rest on the promises of God that you'll be with me in every hour. And I'm going on. Wait a minute. By faith, remember the past. Has God ever failed you? Not once. Has God ever broken his infallible word? Not once. What God has done in the past, he'll do today. If he's been faithful in the past, he'll be faithful today and tomorrow and all of the days of your life. And by faith, remember the past. He'll give you the Holy Spirit's power. He'll guide you in every single part of life. And you can say, I'm with the Lord. And God is guiding me. I have faith in God. I'm moving on to what God. I'm walking with God by faith and going forward. Little mother in Chattanooga came to see me some years ago. Never have begun to go to watch the family. She had a big family, boys and girls. She knew Christ. I baptized her. And she became a faithful member of the church. And her children, one to Christ, one to one. But the husband, a drunkard, a lost man, couldn't do a thing with him. She came and said, Brother Roberts, what do I do? What do I do? It's a burden to me. I said, keep on walking with God. Just keep on going. And you have your children, you have your faith in God, you have your church, just keep on going. And one by one, she won the children to the Lord. And many of them are now in the ministry. Some are on the mission field right now. That little lady, the husband, always difficult, always wrecking, always causing trouble. But she won by faith in God. And today, her children are glorifying God by their service and living for him. Now, we've got to say, oh God, I want to keep my faith and move forward by faith and know that God is with me in every hour. The difficult times, I'm going to trust him. I'll look to him for guidance, for leadership in my life. I'll face the future by faith in God. And say, dear Lord, I'm yours. I'm trusting you for every need of my life. Now, I doubtless coming to the end of a long ministry. I began preaching at 18. That's a long time ago. And God has been good to me. And all of these years, wonderful. And I praise God for all he's done. Praise God for every blessing he's ever given to me. For every opportunity of sharing the gospel with people. I thank the Lord for all of it. And when they come to the end, I'm praying that Jesus will come. I'd rather see him. I'd rather go up than down. If he comes, I will come again and receive unto himself. I'm looking for that. But if he doesn't come, death may come. But I've got to face that as a face all of life with faith in God. I've got to walk by faith and know that God will be with me in every hour throughout my life until he takes me home, until Jesus comes, whatever it be. Now, with all of this in mind, remember, it is faith that will steady your soul. Faith that will give you a steady, firm grasp upon the word of God and upon your life. Faith will steady your soul in this changing day. This difficult day in which we live. Everything changing now. Customs changing. People changing. Speech is changing. Attitudes changing. Not only Washington, but around the world. And you've got to be ready. Faith will set your soul. Again, faith will give understanding of great Bible truths. And as you read your Bible by faith in God, get hold of all of it. Get hold of what the Bible means when it says to die to self. Paul said, I die daily. And don't you leave this conference without coming to that place where you can say, I know what it means to die to self. I want to glorify God. I want self out of the way. And Christ have you seen in my life. Get an understanding of the Bible. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. That's not just for one or two. That's for all of us. If you're saved, you have the Holy Spirit now in you. Amen? You have him now. Now let him fill you. Let him possess you. Let him control your life. So die yourself, be filled with Spirit, and get an understanding of great Bible truths. Then faith will open your eyes to see your spiritual need. Your need is not entertainment. Your need is not more money. Your need is spiritual power. And you need to say, Lord, this is my need. My faith will open my eyes to see my own need. Then faith will open your eyes to see the needs of others. And will send you out to witness to them and to tell them the story of the loving Son of God. By faith, by faith, by faith. And Enoch walked with God. This means faith in the dark hours of light. This means faith when the sun goes down. This means faith in every hour. Young men, young women. middle age, older people, all of you, have faith in God and exercise that faith and walk by faith and Enoch walked with God. And he was not, and God took him. I'm going to walk with him. I'm waiting for the day, the coming of my Lord. I'm going up. If it was delayed, death comes, I still go up. I'm with him. Absent from the body and present with the Lord. Faith in God. Faith in God. Now I want you to write it down. Lord, give me faith in the dark hours of life. Give me faith when I have trouble understanding. Give me faith when opposition rises against me. Give me faith when I'm sick. Give me faith when I'm well. Give me faith in God to trust the Lord for every need of my life, for every day that I have. Let's bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray now for your blessing upon every friend in this auditorium. This is Wednesday night prayer meeting. A great time to draw near the Lord, to feel his presence. Dear Father, you're here tonight. This great host of Christian people, help them now to lay hold upon this matter of faith. Help them to die to self. Help them to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Give them that which they need for a great ministry when they walk away from this place. And they go back to their churches, back to their Sunday school, back to their pulpits. Help them to be filled with the power of God. Make of them exceptional people, men and women, and use them mightily. Tonight we pray that you'll bless everyone in this auditorium. Bless the dear pastor of this church. Bless Dr. Smith. Bless the sword of the Lord. Guide and direct all of us to do thy holy will. For Jesus' sake, amen and amen.